This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome George Sedano on the River Islands guest line into the conversation. He was on the broadcast last night. George, how you doing? Thanks for coming on, man.
Great, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. What's your reaction to not just Halliburton, but Tatum and Lillard and on and on and on? Like, what do you think needs to sort of be different with the way that athletes train and the way that they go about the season?
Oh, I think all this starts at the youth level. I think kids play way too many games, and because this is an old man injury historically, but when you talk about the kind of mileage kids are putting on themselves at a very early age, like, I know Kobe Bryant, the late, great Kobe Bryant, was really not a huge fan of the AAU circuit for a number of reasons, but this is a byproduct of that. Like, you can't have kids playing four, five, six games in a weekend. Like, it's just nuts. And that's what these kids are doing at a very young age.
And you look at last night, and, I mean, the finals and the Game 7, the hype and all the excitement around it, and then that happens. How much did that take the air out of the balloon for you and for everyone when Halliburton got hurt?
Yeah, certainly it did. And, you know, I think even the audience there in OKC, they didn't realize what had transpired initially because he fell down. They were running back the other way to get a layup. But then when he was still on the ground and banging the floor, you could tell it was serious. And even the crowd there, very respectfully, got very quiet for a moment. And then, you know, cheered him as they got him to his one foot and they carried him off. But yeah, it stinks, man. Like, it's not what you want. I still think, you know, Indiana showed an incredible amount of resilience, which I'm not surprised by, but ultimately, you know, I think we would have gotten the same result. I just think we would have gotten an epic game is what I think we would have gotten.
George Sedano with us on Willard and Dibs. George, let's zoom out a little bit on the NBA season too. I get that the MVP ended up winning the NBA title also. But at the same time, there's something about these playoffs that felt like it was a little bit more team-oriented and less top-heavy star-oriented. What do you think we learned about roster construction in these playoffs?
Oh, you need depth. I don't think there's any question. I think the NBA is going to be a lot more like the NFL moving forward, and you're not going to be able to pay everyone. And, you know, you need cost-controlled contracts. I think you need development and, you know, whether that's the draft, the G League, both probably, if I had to guess. Yeah, like, I think all that is going to be really important moving forward.
And you look at depth, and the Warriors have, you know, Jimmy and Steph and Draymond and not much else. So if you look at the Warriors roster right now, are you looking at a team that maybe is not going to be able to be suited to compete next year?
Well, I wouldn't know. I don't know if I'd go that far. I mean, I think those three guys are a great place to start, and then you've got an opportunity to kind of, you know, find guys who fit what you want to do, whether that's in Santa Clara or Santa Cruz, excuse me, or you know, guys that you find via, you know, free agency, maybe some young guys that you trade for under cost-controlled contracts. Like, it's going to have to be very shrewd maneuverability now moving forward. I think Mike does a really good job, and I'm not saying that the Warriors won't be competitive by any stretch of the imagination for a championship. But, you know, and certainly, again, I think that there's always outlier situations. But in previous iterations, what we saw from these two teams were the outlier, and I just think moving forward, that's going to be more the norm.
George Sedano with us. George, the Oklahoma City Thunder are going to be completely intact. How would you put into words the assignment for the rest of the Western Conference to dethrone them?
I think it's going to be a little tougher moving forward. Obviously, you can never predict injury, as we saw last night. I think that always plays a big part in it. The battle of attrition, professional sports in a lot of ways. And I think that they, OKC, is certainly positioned as well as anybody in the entire sport to be really good for a really long time. And I think because of that, they're going to be tough to catch. But you know what? The Spurs were in that scenario for many years in the early 2000s and whatnot. They didn't win back-to-back ever. You know, they won five of them, but they never won back-to-back. So while I think OKC has positioned themselves to be at the top of the food chain, it doesn't mean that they can't be got.
Seven different champs in 7 years. It's parity. Is parity good for the NBA, George?
I think so, for sure, long-term. I think you're dealing with short-term pain from a ratings perspective for long-term gain. I mentioned the NFL model a moment ago. I think that's the model you need. If Jacksonville and Atlanta were in the Super Bowl, they wouldn't have one less person watching. And I think that last night, even with the Halliburton injury, you had 16, 17 million people watching a game seven, and it peaked at nearly 20. So imagine if Halliburton would have played. You would have had even more people watching. So I just think ultimately, long-term, you want everybody to feel like they're in it.
George, we keep hearing it's going to be a crazy, big-name offseason. We've already watched Durant get traded. What else do you think is around the corner here over the next couple of months?
Well, you know, my colleague Sham Sharania said that he thought it was going to be the wildest offseason ever. I still think there's going to be a lot of maneuverability because, again, it's just going to be one of those deals where teams are not going to be able to figure out, or they're not going to be able to figure out how to pay everyone, right? Or owners are not going to want to pay everyone because you don't want to go over the second apron. The second apron, not to bore your audience, is in essence a hard cap now, because in previous iterations of the collective bargaining agreement, all you had to do was pay, the luxury tax dollars. Well, that's not the case anymore. If you're over the second apron, you can't aggregate salaries in a trade. You can't sign buyout guys on March 1st. You can't use your mid-level exemption anymore. Like, it really prohibits you from constructing a proper roster in a lot of ways. You could probably deal with it for a year, maybe a second year if you have some sort of young generational type team. But I just don't think it makes a lot of sense for teams to be above it very long, because it just doesn't, it's not going to be able to work out for you in regards to roster construction.
George, great to have you for a few minutes after the big night last night. Thank you so much.
You got it, guys. Have a great rest of your show. Thanks for having me.
Yep, you absolutely. George Sedano, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.